One of the most notorious spies in American history died in prison this week. Robert Hansen was an FBI agent, and he spent years turning over classified information to the Soviet Union and then Russia. He was convicted in 2001 of receiving nearly $1.5 million in cash and diamonds. He was at the Supermax prison in Colorado serving a life sentence when he was found dead in his cell at the age of 79. With us now is an author and reporter who followed this case and covered the FBI for decades. Elaine Shannon is author of The Spy Next Door, The Extraordinary Secret Life of Robert Philip Hansen, the Most Damaging FBI Agent in U.S. History. Elaine, thank you very much for joining us.
It's good to be with you, Scott. How are you?
I'm well. There are some listeners who don't know the story at all. It's been a while. So big picture, what did Robert Hansen give to the Soviets and then the Russians as far as betraying his country?
Robert Hansen gave the Russians many things. I think the worst is the names of seven Russians who were secretly working for the United States. Among them was General Polyakov, who was one of the best spies, double agents the United States had ever developed inside the Soviet system. He was a Russian World War II hero who one day volunteered to work for the United States because he really hated the Kremlin. He thought that the Kremlin leaders were corrupt and would destroy the world one way or another, and he was a master spy.
And in addition to these human sources, I mean, he gave a lot of other information up.
Absolutely. And one, the most expensive was a tunnel that the United States dug into the new Russian embassy or under it. They didn't know exactly how they were going to surveil the people inside it because it was plenty well shielded, but they figured one of these days we'll have the technology and we'll be able to eavesdrop on everything they're doing in there. This was an incredibly expensive project, and he blew it.
Let's spin back to talk about him, the man, for a little bit. Son of a Chicago cop, became quite religious, part of the conservative Catholic organization Opus Dei. On the outside, he professed to be very anti-communist. Robert Hansen joins the FBI in the late 70s. How did he begin giving secrets to the Soviets?
Well, he volunteered. That's the weird part. He needed money, but there was something else, because he, almost the minute he got put on a counterintelligence squad in the New York office of the FBI, he walked into a well-known front for the GRU, which was Russian military intelligence, and he offered to work for them. Now, he didn't negotiate. He didn't say, I need $10 million and I'll give you this fantastic stuff. He just started giving them information, including the names of double agents, and they paid him what they felt like paying him. That's what's weird. So I always thought he was motivated by anger more than money.
It is so weird. I mean, before we started recording, you mentioned that big question that so many are still asking is, why did he do it? What are the best explanations that you have?
He was resentful of his colleagues at the FBI. He wasn't like them. They didn't like him. They distrusted him. They resented him. He tried to recruit them for Opus Dei. So they stayed away from him. His unpopularity culminated when he slapped an analyst who was working for him, a female analyst. That got him exiled to the State Department to a desk job.
Wow. Hmm. And an odd character. I mean, we talked about what he was like on the outside, but the private Robert Hansen, my goodness, it's a totally different person.
Yes, I always wondered if there were two or three Robert Hansons living in that one head. The private Robert Hansen, or one of them anyway, he was a voyeur. He posted pornographic fantasies on exhibitionist websites, and he wrote about his wife's body and showing it off to whoever. Hansen also, on the side, frequented strip clubs and eventually befriended a stripper. She traveled with him. It was mostly a manipulation. He manipulated people.
The way Robert Hansen was eventually caught is quite the story. What's the essential story of how the FBI went to its Soviet Russian sources to find the source of these American leaks?
Well, that happened after the Soviet Union fell apart. There were KGB people in the wind. They didn't want to be Russian spies anymore. They wanted to come west. They wanted to make money. So the FBI counterintelligence division said, we know there's a mole. They said, we've got to find a Russian who knows and who'll tell us for money. So they went through various KGB guys, ex-KGB people, until they found a guy who said, well, I know this. I was on the team that handled a mole who's an American. I don't know his name. I don't know what agency, but I know where the information is about him. And maybe if you see it, you can recognize it. So he courageously went into Moscow Center, the KGB headquarters, stole the file, brought it back, and brought it over to the American Embassy. And they found some writings, a tape recording of a man calling the Russian Embassy, and eventually a piece of plastic garbage bag with a fingerprint of Hansen. The writings that he wrote to his Russian handlers were the first tip-off. They were these wild, romantic, swirling, needy epistles. When I read them, I thought, gosh, this guy's in love with his handlers. This is weird. The FBI guys took them to the Russian analyst. They said, we're trying to figure out who this American is that wrote this. And one of the analysts said, oh, this is Hansen. I can hear him in my brain. There are all these peculiar expressions only he would use. So they just surveilled him, bought a house across from him, and tailed him until he went to a dead drop in Virginia, and then they nabbed him.
The handoff site for him to drop something off for his Russian contact.
Exactly. It was in a park in Northern Virginia, not too far from his house.
This is an elaborate plan to nab him. Yeah, that is, they created a whole, was it a fake computer system? It was a giant project to put this web around him.
Oh, yes. Well, they couldn't have him accessing real classified information anymore, so they created a lot of fake it. And they gave him a computer terminal and gave him, he was so vain, they gave him this very special project to find a mole. But that was a fake, that was a ruse, until he went to a place called Wolf Trap Creek. And he went up to a little bridge and he put in a little package, which was a taped up plastic bag over some papers, and then that was filling the dead drop that was passing information. Mm-hmm. There was a computer diskette in there, and it contained details of current FBI investigations against Russian spies, and then arrested him, confronted him.
Yeah. Elaine, as you think about today, what is the lasting impact of Robert Hansen's betrayal?
Well, for the FBI, they learned that they've got to investigate even the most sterling characters. Longer term, though, the American people have lost a lot of trust in the FBI. Hansen is one reason. There are others. The attacks by politicians haven't helped. The reputation of the FBI has really never recovered, and it's never back where it was back in the 60s when it was all-powerful. That was what the Hoover era. Ironically, the FBI did many more bad things against innocent American citizens in the 50s and 60s than it's doing since. But people don't have the same level of confidence in the FBI that they used to.
We've been talking to Elaine Shannon. She covered the FBI for decades as a reporter for Time and Newsweek, and her book is The Spy Next Door. Elaine, thanks so much for taking the time.
A pleasure.